It's a Question of Balance with Ruth Copeland. Featuring stimulating, in-depth interviews with special guests from all areas of the arts. And now, here's your host for It's a Question of Balance, Ruth Copeland.
To the show where we balance the intellectual with the creative, exploring whether we have more in common than divides us through thought-provoking conversations. For the topic hour, I go out and about to talk to people on the street. And for this, the Arts Hour, I interview local, national and international guests from all areas of the arts. If you'd like to find out more about the show, you can go to the website. It's aquestionofbalance.com. And you can hear podcasts of all past shows there and also connect with me on social media. Should you wish. I covered the Cinequest Film Festival for the show's Arts Hour, and this is part of a series of special arts reports that I'm going to be featuring. I was fortunate to get some time with Selvamani Selvaraj, the director and writer of the independent Tamil film Nila, which had its world premiere at Cinequest. Selva originally trained as an engineer with a Master of Science in Information Systems, but found his true calling in film. He identifies himself as a writer and hopes to make films that let him explore human emotions and express them honestly. He assisted Ang Lee on the Oscar-winning film Life of Pi. Nila is his first feature film, which he wrote, directed and co-produced, and it won Best First Film in the Audience Awards at Cinequest 2016. I spoke to Selva in the auditorium of the iconic California Theatre in San Jose, California. So let's hear some of that conversation. So I'm here at Cinequest with writer and director Selvamani Selvaraj, who has the world premiere of his film Nila here. And I'm wondering, Selva, if you can tell me what attracted you to film as your art form?
I'm an engineering graduate. I worked for a couple of years for an IT firm. And what was happening was I was opening up to a lot in life. I was trying to poke life, asking questions about what it means, a lot of things about life. And the answers that I got were fascinating with the ways I was trying to go about it, trying to find my answers and, I found it fascinating, but I found my life, the work that I do, to be extremely tangential to what interested me towards life in general. So there was a period of time in my life where I would ask myself these questions, try to find these answers, but then when I went to work, it was a lot more technical, mm-hmm. and I didn't enjoy that. I was really enjoying reading up things about what Carl Sagan had to say, about what Jiddu had to say, about what mm-hmm. Carlin had to say, mm-hmm. and I was hoping to share these things, and I was trying to find a platform, mm-hmm. but there was something in me that always showed films to be a certain form of art that interested me right from as a kid.
Mm, okay.
So growing up in India, film has a very strong appeal on you. It's probably the only art form. If you're in Europe, if you're in America, probably you can paint, you can make music, all of that. But film is a culmination of all art forms, and it's the only permitted art form in India.
Right.
So there is this one filmmaker called Mani Ratnam, whose films have had an everlasting impact on me. I don't think I can ever take that off. He's that only filmmaker because as a kid, in the language that I speak called Tamil, the cinemas that we see, he was the only filmmaker who was making sensible films.
Mm.
And I was really gravitated to his emotional films that I saw that. Mm. And I think I am emotional as a person, mm-hmm. so it was emotional films that kind of had that feel on me, which would make me think about things. And one thing about Mani Ratnam and his films that was his screenwriting was the fact that he beautifully built these scenes that would from one lead to another. So it later I would think about these films and would think about his writing in specific, making me wonder, oh, why did he put the scene here? It's basically because he wanted me to feel this way here so that I can feel a certain way about this character later. So I fell for that magic, I cried with that magic, I laughed with that magic, and later I started to decode that magic. So it was screenwriting the first thing. And with all my quest, and when I wanted a platform to show it, to basically experience it, screenwriting was the one. So whatever I was going through, and a way of exhibit was screenwriting for me. And later I started to like explore the craft of filmmaking, and I fell in love with it. I could not have made a better decision in life.
So it sounds like you became aware of the power of art to affect us on many levels, not just entertain us.
I'm not an entertainer. I don't want to make stories that entertain people. I would want to make stories that are engaging. So you feel, you hopefully feel entertained that way, but that's entertainment is not my intention.
And when you talked about sensible films, I presume that what you're referencing is the opposite to sort of the Bollywood musical sort of spectacles. Is that what you mean?
Yes, that's what I mean. Yeah. So in India, unfortunately, but we are going through a great wave right now. Like, I'm really happy with the kind of films that are coming out. Where I am, in India right now, either you make these big films or you make sensible films. There is no how it helps for these these big films to exist is for films like our films, the small films, to find those avenues to be in that same kind of arena and have our own space. So even though they were glamorous, even though they were grand, I was not pulled to it. I have nothing against them. No. It's just that I wasn't pulled towards it.
Right. So what does it mean for your film to be a spotlight film here at Cinequest, a selection by Cinequest?
It has given a life for our film. We made this film not really knowing how to get it out to an audience. We just knew that this makes sense to us. Let's find a way so that we put in our efforts into it and make this, share this with everybody. And we were searching for an avenue. Before coming to internet, we wanted to find a space where we could share it, because nothing like seeing this on big screen.
Right.
I know there is going to be a point in time where our film is only to small screens, where it is to laptop, but before that, because we did this film with a lot of honesty. So to watch it in big screen is the way it has to be done. So we finished this film 6 months back, and right from the funding stage, I knew that it was not going to be easy for us. I tried traditional ways of getting money, talking to producers, and they didn't want the film to be made this way. They all appreciated the story, because it's romance, it's easily relatable.
Yeah. Maybe you could give us a quick synopsis of it before you go on about the funding.
So the film is about grasping for love at the wrong place. It is about two people who want to be with each other, but who cannot be with each other. And it's treated as a mood piece. It is set entirely in the night. It's the story that follows this taxi driver and his relationship with this woman, who happens to be his childhood crush, and he meets her after 15 years in Bombay, which is a big city.
Yeah.
So now, how do these people fill in each other, and be after a point when they know that they cannot be with each other, how do they find their balance? It is an ode from us to romance, to cinema, and
so like you said, it is this wonderful mood piece, and and people didn't want you to make the film in the way that it did. It's also very much a slice of life. An experience. You don't necessarily know all the information about the characters. So I'm thinking that maybe those are the elements that people were like, oh, we need you to make it more, in inverted commas, commercial. So how did you get it made?
When, as you said, they all were able to appreciate the script, but they wanted me to add certain things, they wanted me to delete certain things, they wanted me to change certain things. And we didn't want to do that. So the path that we chose was, probably we'll be obstructed with a lot more things, but it just made us fear. So the one of the things that we decided to do was initially explore was crowdfunding. So we knew that we were not going to have a lot of money to make this film. That is something that was made in bold statement as a first rule to this film, that we are not going to have great money to make this film. So we explored crowdfunding. We tried to appeal to people who like sensible cinema, saying that this is the kind of film we want to make. And it was good. We had a good reception, but the reception was not great because it was my first film. And we were not able to completely convince them.
Right.
So I was able to get enough funding for me to start. enough funding for me to create an office. Enough funding for me to start an office and employ a few people and get the work started. And I was hoping to find a producer who would plug in the rest. So we just went about thinking that we are going to find that producer, and gladly I did. So he happened to be a college senior, a school senior. Coincidentally, he went to school at the same year I was born. So I met him at one of our college alumni meets, told him that I've already shot like 20% of the film. Yeah. This is how honest we want to make the film, short clips of the film, and he jumped right on.
Oh, wow.
So that's how we made the film. We could not have made this film for a dime lesser.
No.
So we were very careful about the money.
Yes.
Because we said, well, let's make this film the most honest way that we want to, not care about how we're going to make the money back.
Yes.
Let's just assume that we're not going to make any money back and make this film way we want.
Pure art.
Yeah.
So why this story? Why did you choose to tell this story? Is this your first screenplay?
This is my...
the first one that's been made.
So, like, when you start writing, you find that it's easy to start a script, but the ones that you finish.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. So I had a couple of scripts that were half that I liked, but this was the one that I completed.
Mm.
So also a script for me is a journey between a question and an answer.
Mm.
So for me, the question here is it possible for two people to make love when the love is unrequited?
Unrequited.
You've seen the film, you know what he does at the end.
Yes.
So for me, the question was, would he do it or would he not do it?
So I think the way I would put it, without giving too much away, is if love is unrequited, how far will someone, the other person who is in love, go, even if the other person is not responding back, given the opportunity?
Yes.
How far would they go?
Yes.
Is the sort of question.
So I was trying to find that for myself, and so I started placing scenes, I started putting them in situations.
Mm.
So you start to make yourself believe that the situations were real. Even though you are creating these situations, you created a situation, you put those two characters in, but beyond a point, you start believing that it's true, it happened to them, now what do you feel?
Mm.
It's those question and answers.
Mm.
It's always this, is the fact that you don't know the answer, that's what makes me move forward. If I know the answer, then I'm not that curious, it's that curiosity.
Mm, interesting. So I would presume that you're trying to translate that process of discovery to the audience when they're watching the film.
Yes.
As it goes through, and it does sort of leave all of that rather open-ended as well, so that you are leaving the audience with
questions.
So
one of the things that I like in films is the hangover of it. So when I watch a film and everything is said and closed, there's little that I take from the film. There's obviously things that I take from the film, but it's not as much as the films that have made me wonder, that have made me raise questions and answer it for myself over a period of exploration.
Right.
And there were many ways that I could have closed this film, but I wanted to give the experience of closing it for themselves, because I believe that I've said everything that I could. It's just that I've not voluntarily put a close to it. So there was an hour back, somebody came to me and said that this is what they took from the film, this is what they assumed that the film would go from there. And right after that person, another person came and said and I was able to I felt good, because both of them understood the film for majority in a similar way, but there's little things that they took differently. That's why films are personal, and that's how I wanted to leave it.
Interesting. You're listening to It's a Question of Balance with me, Ruth Coplin, and my special guest from the arts, Selvamani Selvaraj, the director and writer of the award-winning film Nila. We're going to a break now, but I'll be back with more of my conversation with Selva after these messages.
Like the music from It's a Question of Balance with Ruth Coplin? Have you ever wondered what the full songs sound like? Now you can find out by listening to the new EP, It's a Question of Balance Music, available from iTunes, Amazon, and itsaquestionofbalance.com.
No white horses to play the game. about you in the rain. Did I or didn't I say it's forever? Well, I know I said it, babe, it just goes nowhere.
It's a question of balance music. Download individual tracks or the whole EP from iTunes, Amazon, or itsaquestionofbalance.com.
Hi, I'm Casey, and I'm the second generation owner of Bookshop Santa Cruz. We pride ourselves on being Santa Cruz's community bookstore and have been located in the heart of downtown Santa Cruz for over 47 years. We feature an extensive selection of new and used books, children's books and toys, gifts, cards, magazines, and games. Our knowledgeable booksellers can help you find just the right book or gift. We hope you can join us for our author events each week, featuring best-selling authors and books of local interest. And if you can't get downtown, our website has over 3.2 million titles, which ship directly to your home. We even have experts on site to help you publish your own book or family history. Come visit us downtown or at our website, bookshopsantacruz.com. We pride ourselves on being Santa Cruz's community bookstore and have been located in the heart of downtown Santa Cruz for over 47 years.
It's a Question of Balance with me, Ruth Copland. Right now, we're featuring a special arts report with filmmakers from the Cinequest 2016 Film Festival. Let's hear the rest of my conversation with Selvamani Selvaraj, the writer and director of the award-winning film Nilla. What draws you to fictional filmmaking rather than, say, making documentaries?
Okay, so fictional, it's this aspect where I am trying to look for answers for myself, and I'm trying to be hopefully a better person through that. Like, these questions that... So, honestly, like, the films that I choose from here, the scripts that I want to make, I would make sure that they leave me with those questions and they make me want to be a better person. So it's more of a self, an introspective exploration, and what comes out is something that I want to share with people.
Yes.
Yes.
Is there a particular audience you have in mind for this film?
This film?
Yes.
Okay, this film, okay, so this is something that I thought to myself, that the reason I believe that I would find a large audience is because I believe that love comes next to survival. So anybody who's been in love, who yearns for love, who's in love, would be able to relate to this film. And those who go to that extra mile and find and look for real emotions in films, and that kind of sensibility in aesthetics would appreciate it much more. Like, anybody who can relate to love will like the film, but those who would, so it's as you know, it's a very simple storyline. It's just two characters. It's the depth that we wanted to go to. So the depth that people can the people who yearn for that depth would be able to explore more.
After the screening, you shared in the Q&A that it was somewhat based on some of your own experience, or at least emotions, maybe, that you had felt, rather than the specific story details. Is that an important aspect for you in writing, to sort of feel like you're also working through some of your own
emotions?
Emotions?
So I think I would say that as a first film, it really helped me, because I was trying to understand everything for the first time. Like, my questions for is it right or is it wrong was introspective. I had to answer those questions. So when it was a personal film, it was a little more easier for me. But now when I'm writing my next script, it has nothing to do with what I've gone through. But I'm able to do it. But as a first film, I think the fact that it was a personal film helped me much more. It helped me believe in the story a lot more.
Yes.
Because I knew that I was able to validate myself, you know, yes, this is what he went through, because this is what he will be doing, because this is what I went through.
Yes, yeah. And you mentioned earlier that it's a mood piece, and it does really look like film rather than video or digital or whatever.
Yes.
You know, was that a look that you specifically went for?
So I have a certain romance towards films. I have a certain romance to the films that I went and watched, where it was it's those certain aspects that you didn't know at that point, but when you learn the craft, you know, okay, it's because of something called grains, it's because of something that's projected out of a reel, and this is the effect that it has, and this is what depth is and all of that. And what digital has made is, for a normal audience, they would not be able to explain it clearly, the difference between digital and film, but they can feel it. They feel the difference between digital and film. And I wanted them to, because it is in one way an ode to old world romance. It is set in Bombay, it is set in these taxis, the whole film happens around this taxi. So it was meant to put you in a mental space that kind of charms you with this old world romance. And so I'm sorry, I forgot the question.
No, you answered the question. Was it purposeful that you created it to look like film?
Yes. The reason for this is this look would definitely transport you, and that is what we aim to do. Like, it is a film that needs to be experienced,
right?
Like, if you're going to explain this film to another person, you're going to be very limited by words.
Yes. Yeah.
So I wanted to create that experience, and that is the reason. So we did a lot of test with the look that we want to do, and even if I'm not entirely happy, I'm happy to hear from people that it did take them there. So
right.
I think the purpose was served.
Yes, yeah. So what is your next project? What are you hoping to do next?
So I have a couple of scripts. I'm basically a writer trying to become a filmmaker.
You directed this film.
I directed this.
Would you like to just be a writer, or did you like the directing part?
Oh, I love the chaos in filmmaking. I love the fact that when it comes right and it falls in the right place, because with the writing there's assumption involved. You don't know if it's gonna if it's the exact thing, but with film, with when you put everything and when you're watching it after music and everything, it's a journey that you went through. I cannot think of a more enriching experience than making a film, but it does come with a lot of baggage. So I will do it as long as I'm up for it, but I will never stop writing.
Right. And just finally, the soundtrack to the film is really beautiful. Was that all original music for
the film? It is all original music. It is mainly because it is made by my friends. And friends who are friends for work, who then became like my... We share an equation that's beyond ego and anything, so nothing can come in between us. There's just like mutual love and respect that we have. And so I could just discuss anything with them. And when I have that space with them, it just makes it all the more easy. But the credit for such fine piece of work is all to them. It's by this one friend called Janu, but he has a team with him. They all work together. So each person helps the other in their own work. So they only make independent music. They're not interested in making anything commercial. They're in for the love of it. And so this the fact that we share the same... childhood, in the sense that so like a lot of our inspirations, there's so much that we could share, and that is one of the reasons that it turned out the way it did.
Well, it's a very beautiful, powerful film, so I really hope it gets a wider audience, and congratulations.
Thank you so much, Ruth.
Thank you for talking to me.
Thank you so much.
Well, thanks very much again there to Selvamani Selvaraj, writer and director of the award-winning film Nila.